Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
15 minutes now to 5 o'clock. Good morning to you. Welcome to the Early Breakfast Show. It is the 9th of August, 2018. It is Women's Day. And so, listening out for your messages, listening out for your WhatsApp voice notes, sharing your happy Women's Day messages, sharing your stories about this day. What does it mean to you? Feel free. 021-446-0567. That's the number you can dial. Send your WhatsApp messages on 072-567-1567. Now, David Greer is no stranger to the show. I mean, David Greer and fellow extreme athlete Andrew Stewart recently finished a grueling extreme physical challenge running along the length of the Great Wall of China in a single attempt. So that's two and back. He will tell you about the kilometers that they've run. But De Greer is now the only person in the world to have run the entire distance of the Great Wall in both directions. He joins you now then to discuss this and how the beneficiaries have benefited from his run. David, welcome back once again. How are you doing?
No, good morning. And to all those special mothers, grandmothers, daughters, wives, and lovely ladies out there, I hope you have a fantastic Women's Day. Yeah. I'm very well. Can't complain. I've been home for over a month, so slipping back into normal life again.
I'm just wondering, coming from that, because I mean, I was following you on Instagram, looking at some of the runs, and when you guys were sitting down, the feet, and just sleeping on a normal bed, how does that feel?
You know, in the beginning, a bit strange, but once you get used to it, it's actually quite nice. Having some walls around you and a roof over your head, it's amazing.
Listen, talk to us. I mean, tell us about the run. You ran the run. How many kilometers was it? How was the experience? Please share with us.
So what happened was 12 years ago, I did the first run where we ran from the desert to the ocean. And what happened this time was the challenge was to run it back in the other direction and cover that distance again. And you know, the weird thing is when Andrew and I started the return run, in my mind, I thought, okay, I've done it. I'm reliving these steps. You know, it's going to be easy. But it was exactly the opposite, because this time, instead of starting in the desert and running, you know, a few thousand kilometers, slowly getting fitter and fitter as you hit the mountains. This time, we hit the mountains straight on. You go up to 3,000 meters. You're going into minus 20 degrees, ice and snow and hectic winds. And it's just up and down, up and down, and up and down. And it actually took me by surprise, because the mind's a crazy thing. You forget those difficult parts. You only remember the pleasurable bits. And we'd done about 600-700 kilometers, and we both picked up quite bad injuries of tendonitis, because the other thing was we were trying to push 60 kilometers a day. We wanted to do this one much quicker than the last one. And yeah, we got these injuries. We're sitting up in the mountains, and eventually we put the whole event on hold, and we thought, you know, this is it. It's going to blow. And somehow the two of us got it back together again, and we started off just walking with these injuries, plodding, and then you get it up to 15Ks, 20Ks, 30, 40, 50, and then up to 60 again, and off we went again. And it took us about a month and a half that we got out of the mountains, and now we started hitting these rolling hills and plains of the Shaanxi and Ningxia province. And then we could pick up pace, and you know, the incredible thing was, we were running out of time, and in a 42-day spell, we ran over 2,500 kilometers. We just picked up the pace, no rest day, and every day we were knocking off 70Ks, 70Ks. The biggest day was 86Ks, and we managed to pick up the lost time through the injuries, and then get to the end 20 days quicker than we did at the original run. So we covered just under 4,200 kilometers again. So it was unbelievable. It really, really was a challenge that that took me by surprise. You know, you think you've done something, you turn around, and it's not the same.
And you know, as much as you may enjoy, you know, some of these activities that you partake in, but this was not just for the fun of it. Yes, maybe that, but there was a good cause also involved in this.
Yeah. Over the years, Andrew and I worked together in the Sipler Foundation, doing all our initiatives, and one of our absolute the closest to our heart is the Miles and Smiles Initiative, where we assist creating awareness and raising funds for kids with clefts. And, you know, over the years, we've raised enough funds to put 2,500 children through surgery already in a joint project with Operation Smile to facilitate the surgery. So this run was once again to create that awareness and to raise funds for Operation Smile. And then in China, partner there also asked us to create awareness for children living with chronic kidney disease. So we were creating awareness right across the northwest of China. And the amazing thing was the people started to attach to this run. And in the end on WeChat, we had 300 million people that interacted with this event. It took on a life of its own. It was unbelievable what happened across China, how this message grew and the support and this event just took people's hearts with them. It was unbelievable, the support and the following that grew as the event grew.
That's good to hear. And now you've done it and you know, people have been there, they've been supporting. What's next for you now?
You know, it's always a question that the people ask us, mad adventures, what's next? And you know, with things like this, the most important thing is to get back home, to reintegrate into normal life and just be yourself again. I think that's the most important, and it takes a long while. I'm not even thinking of what happens next. I'm putting my feet on the ground, and we work every day in the peri-urban areas around in the Western Cape and across the country. We also build nursing clinics and little ECD campuses. So Andrew and I are busy with the Sipler Foundation, rolling that out, getting back in the community, sharing our story, and just helping making a difference, you know, in the lives of people around us. So that's going to be integral. That's our basic everyday adventure that we're on is connecting, uplifting lives around us, and that's keeping us inspired at the moment. Where the inspiration we draw is from the people who we put our hands out to. They're the ones that are changing our lives. So it's exciting to be home and be on this sort of personal adventure in connecting with people around us and uplifting communities. It's been special. It's helped us to reconnect and be ourselves again.
And also talking to the fact that now you are back home, it does not mean that, you know, people must stop giving to, shall I say, Operation Smile. You know, the donations are still accepted, I would imagine.
Yes, it's an ongoing project. We run it on a daily basis. So what people can do is they can go into the SiplerFoundation.co.za website, and there are donate buttons, and people can donate. You know, the lovely thing was we got back, and 2 weeks later, the Operation Smile team did an amazing mission across the border into Mozambique, where I think roughly 60 children were put through surgery. So it was amazing. We're putting our hands out to our neighbors as well and assisting with their children. So the teams are ongoing all the time, operating on children throughout the country. And you know, the most important thing is if you see a child that needs help, contact us, because there are funds available now, and anyone can be assisted. So the lines are open. They just contact us, and if they've identified a child, we'll get someone to make contact with the family, and Operation Smile takes the process from there.
Oh, wow, that's awesome news. David, just before I let you go, though, between you and me, I mean, I'm hoping someday I will visit the Great Wall of China. I just have a problem with snakes and spiders. So are there any snakes and spiders along the run? Between you and me.
Yeah, you don't have to worry too much. All we saw was whip snakes. They about half a meter long, thin, and very quick, but they can't bite. So don't worry about that. The snakes
You know, it's like going to someone's yard, David, and they've got a dog. And then they said, come in, no, it doesn't bite. And you're like, what are the teeth for then, if it doesn't bite? Mm-mm. If it's a snake.
No, but let me tell you about spiders. Do you know, in the average person's life, while you're asleep, you will swallow 9 spiders. So they, you know, as you lie in bed snoring and dreaming, you will swallow a couple. So you've had a few already. They're always there.
I did not hear that. Already out of my mind. David, listen, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. But before we let you go, your parting words perhaps to the Cape Talk community?
Well, to the community, just go out there today and those special women in your life that stand next to you, just give them a hug and appreciate what they do for you, because I promise you, next to you and behind every person or every male is this incredible woman that often gives up a dream, gives up a career to stand there and support and love you so you can go out and be successful. And just today, make that woman feel so, so special. Thank them, hug them. And to your daughters, if you have, I have 3 beautiful daughters. Cherish them and celebrate the day with them. But to all you women, have a fantastic day. And you are the bedrock and foundation of this incredible nation of ours. And thank you for all that you've done for us.
Oh, well said. Thank you so much, David Greer. To you, ladies and gentlemen, David Greer is now the only person in the world to have run the entire distance of the Great Wall in both directions.